You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
As we get into hour number two, yeah, the Pitino stuff was interesting. We'll keep an eye on all the college basketball stuff for you. But if they lose, you know that's going to be a big story. So we thought we'd get ahead of it. If Iona loses for some reason today against UConn, and obviously they could, but you know what's next is it'll all be about does Pitino want to stay at Iona or is St. John's going to go all in to bring him in? So that's why we brought that whole thing up. It was great to get the feedback we got because it tells me that St. John's does still resonate in this city. It still matters. And that's good to know. And if you're St. John's, that's good to know as well. Hopefully they were listening. In the meantime, we get into football. So before we get into the Giants side of things, which we really haven't focused a lot on, but Joe Shane has done quietly a pretty good job rebuilding this roster, especially on the offensive side of the football. The Aaron Rodgers watch continues. Now, yes, he has made it clear that his intention is to play for the Jets. But the intention is only there because he can't until the Packers agree to a trade with the Jets. It's funny, Bart, I thought all the reporting was that the deal between the teams was already done and they were just waiting on Rodgers. Now it's not waiting on Rodgers. It's waiting on the Packers to accept the Jets' offer. So here's Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, discussing what the Packers want. Thought I hit it. You might have to play it for me, guys.
What I currently believe is that the Packers want first-round pick this year and something in 2025 if he plays in 2024. That's what I believe. Now, I don't know it, but that's the conclusion I've come to after spending a decent amount of time trying to find out what they want. Is it fair? Seems like too much
for
a guy
that
isn't going to play for you anyway.
Right.
And, Chris, the best solution would be, and maybe we have to go through the draft. Maybe this is going to be something that hangs over us for the next 5 weeks.
Oh, please. Please don't.
I think
please,
it's 6 weeks.
Don't
now.
Do it to me, please.
It's 2024 draft picks, not 23. And that draft pick is determined by what he does, just like Brett Favre.
Yeah.
The problem is the Brett Favre trade was done post-draft. So it was easy to say, we're going to do a 4 if this happens, a 3 if this happens, a 2 if this happens, a 1 if that happens, oh, and 3 first-round picks if you trade him back to someone in the NFC North.
So now we're getting a sense of what the Packers want. Now, what I don't know is are the Packers asking for a lot because maybe the Jets are asking them to take some of the money? That's the, you know, I don't know. Like, I think there's got to be a discussion on that end. If you're the Jets and they're asking for 2 firsts or a first and so, okay, well, if we're giving you that, then you're going to have to eat some of this cash because we're not going to take all that on then, one way or another. So, Bart, before I give you the chance now to take the floor on this, I want everybody to hear a back and forth that you and Stephen A. had today on First Take because it got heated. And it ends with, because this is what they do, it ends with Stephen A. getting the last word, but that's not going to happen on this show. You will get your chance to respond. But let's just listen to this back and forth right now, everybody, about the value of Aaron Rodgers, what it's worth to the Jets, and why they should kind of hang on to as many picks as they can.
I don't understand how we can have Chicago with the number one overall pick and they get 2 first-round picks, 2 second-round picks, and a player, and everybody's cool with that. But for a dude that's 38 years of age, that's got 4 league MVPs on his resume, how giving up the 13th overall pick is suddenly earth-shattering?
Because when you're picking that high and you're picking somebody in the first round, you're expecting them to play 2 contracts. And here's the reason why it's different, right? Because you think about, well, where Aaron Rodgers is. And Brett Favre was in the same similar position. Nobody cried that Brett Favre got a 3rd-round draft pick. That's why it has to be conditional, because you don't know how long he's going to play, if he's going to stay healthy. Remember Brett Favre when the Jets were 9-2 and was the best team in the AFC? He tore his bicep. And that's what old people do. They get hurt. And you don't know what his level of commitment is.
You have an experienced veteran who's a 4-time league MVP, a Super Bowl champion, universally recognized as one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the game, who, by the way, hasn't lost that much, if anything at all, because of the importance of the position and how desperate you are as a Jet. It's been 13 years since you sniffed the postseason. It's been 50 plus years since you've sniffed the Super Bowl. You got a crew that can get you there, and what you need is the quarterback. And you're trying to tell me we're going to pass all of that up because we want to hold on to the 13th overall pick. Come on, Bart.
Come on, Bart.
Yeah, of course. They didn't go with the rebuttal since. And why he didn't think it was apples to apples with Brett Favre, I have no idea. Because even to date, with as great as Aaron Rodgers is, he's still 12,000 yards behind Brett Favre. Yes, Brett Favre in passing. He's still behind Brett Favre, 33 touchdown passes behind Brett Favre. Now, the fact that the big argument was about, he was trying to tell me that Aaron Rodgers is so much better than Brett Favre, which was mind-blowing to me because I remember when Brett Favre was that bad man. And the Jets were in a similar situation when they brought in Brett Favre. This is the reality. You don't want Brett Favre. I mean, you don't want Aaron Rodgers there. Remember when Brett Favre pulled up and showed up at camp and became a distraction? They got rid of him. Now, listen, we always talk about the New York tax. We're not doing that here. Not under this regime. We'll do a fair deal. We're not about to sit up here and get fleeced. Why don't we give you the 13th overall pick, and we're going to eat up all the money? And if you are going to eat up some of the money, it's time for you guys to move on anyway. I'm not getting fleeced because guess what? If this deal doesn't get done, they talk about what the Jets going to do. But if the deal doesn't get done, what the hell is Green Bay going to do? Because you can't cut him. So you still got to pay him regardless.
But they're going to act like they have till week one.
So?
And the longer you wait as the Jets, the less chance you have. This is the part. I know you will, because this is the part I don't think
makes
sense. I'm
keeping 13 this year.
I don't think you give up. You cannot give up 13.
Getting up 13 for a 39-year-old dude.
If I'm giving up 13, then you're taking on some of the $58 million that we're paying him by week one. Like, that's how I'm looking at it. You're going to have to take some of that money on that. Because
you got to take more than that, man. Listen, it's a book that all the guys have. And the book don't say give up a first-round draft pick for a dude that's going to play for you for 1 year.
One or two. We hope it's two. But now remember, you got to be careful, Bart, because you've also talked to, when people have argued, don't go after Aaron Rodgers, he might only play 1 year. And you were arguing back that, no, you can get him to sign and he'll play a couple of years.
But that's why it's conditional, though. It's conditional.
It's always conditional with him.
I don't care what my first-round draft pick is with Aaron Rodgers. I know it's going to suck because I expect to win a lot of games.
Here's how you play it. And you tell me if you think I'm wrong. If you're the Jets, what people will say is, oh, well, you want to get him in early. OTAs start right out. Nope. And then I laugh at that. Like, first of all, we're talking about Aaron Rodgers. You think he's coming anything? No. Secondly,
come to the mandatory stuff, not the voluntary stuff.
Right. But he won't have to if he's not traded. And then the other part of it is, you want him to get into the playbook. He wrote the freaking playbook.
Yep.
You don't think that he knows the playbook? It's him and Nathaniel Hackett. This is not a new system.
Right.
So that's another thing that, like, don't give me that either. So, again, if the Packers are trying to hold firm, say they're going to want to get him in, they're going to want him at all the workouts, they're going to want him to get into the playbook. Like, guys, what are you talking about? Like, that, none of that is...
He ain't learning nothing new.
No. What I want him in for is training camp.
And chemistry, yeah.
I want him here for training camp. Oh, and here's the other thing, Bart, when you talk about the chemistry part. I've already said this. You and I have talked about this.
Yeah.
You're going to tell me that Aaron Rodgers can't say, well, I'm in Southern California this summer. He's still a Packer. But, Garrett Wilson, Elijah Moore, and Alan Lazard, and all these, they all just showed up. And so we're working out together. He can't work out with guys in the offseason. He can work out with anybody he wants to in the offseason.
Listen, I got one better for you, right? So OTAs, let's just say they can't get it done. They will get it done too late. Yep. OTAs are when? OTAs are usually like
right
2 weeks.
Isn't it after the draft?
Yeah. That's like the rookie camp, and then you have OTAs like a little later. But here's the thing. Guess what the Jets have this year? They got the Hall of Fame game.
Oh, that's right.
What happens with the Hall of Fame game? You come to training camp a week early. Yep. So you're going to get that week back in training camp where you get to do two-a-days, or, you know what I mean, anyway. So you get that preparation time back anyway. So I really don't care now because I'm being training camp a week earlier than everybody else. So that's the week that I lost, I get back. So ha, ha, ha. Go ahead. Listen, we got Steve McNair when I was in Baltimore in August or sometime or late June, July, something like that. It was super late. We didn't care. He was in a new offense. We went 13-3, had the best record in the AFC. It's not going to affect nobody. You get another quarter. You get your backup ready. And those guys get the reps and the timing and the chemistry and all that type of stuff. Right. It's about the other guys learning the checks and learning the offense. It ain't about Aaron Rodgers. They can get the chemistry with the extra week they got.
And you're telling me that he can't, in the summer, be anywhere in the world and a bunch of Jets receivers show up. And maybe Nathaniel Hackett just came out to play some golf with him.
Yeah, he can't.
And they're all just there, they got to work at it.
He can't come out. He can't come out. He can't.
Yeah, but they're friends. But I'm here playing golf. What do you mean? I'm not even in the room with him. What are you talking about? I'm not even here.
He can do it via StreamYard or Zoom.
But my point is that there's ways around this where you can call out the Packers for it. They're the ones that decided that they were going to trade him. They're the ones that made that clear that they were going to acquiesce to his, you know, what he wanted, which was to continue to play, but not there. They are ready to move on. Great.
But the crazy thing is, he said they moved on first. He said they moved on first, and then he didn't want me to play here, so then I decided I didn't want to play there.
Well, let's dissect that a minute. Mark Murphy decided he was going to have that little – I mean, wasn't that bizarre? At a high school basketball thing in Milwaukee, and he goes on with a local TV person and then just starts spewing, like, you know, talking about Aaron Rodgers in the past. It was just such a bizarre moment, and Aaron Rodgers used it. It's what he wanted. Remember, mm-hmm. we have talked a lot about
passive aggressive.
Rodgers didn't want to be the one to say, I'm leaving. He wanted to be told we're moving on. So he could never be the guy that Packers fans say, you left us. And so with that in mind, you have Murphy talking about him in past tense and talking about how, you know, moving on and Jordan Love's ready and all those things that he said. And Rodgers heard that. And that's why I love that one part about when he was with McAfee, and he's like, you know, when I was in the darkness retreat, you know, I was ready to retire. Then I came out, and everybody's telling me that, you know, they're ready to move on from you. They're talking about trading you. And that's when I thought, oh, you know what? I still want to play. Like, he played that. Mm-hmm. It was so easy for him to use it. So now he's got that as if to say, I wasn't the one that said I didn't want to play for you, but you want to move on from me.
So
and he builds these chips on his shoulder.
So now I want to move on.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he said.
Right.
He said they decided they wanted to move on from me, so now I want to move on.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. All right. So with that in mind, what is the proper compensation? And I always believe you got to give to get. You have to give to get. So it's not like,
yes,
you know, you've got to give them something worthwhile so we can just get this split and get it over with.
So this year,
what is it?
So this year, I'm giving a third in Corey Davis, which is why Corey Davis is still on the roster. Mm. You don't think Corey Davis would be cut by now because he could save him if he wasn't involved into the trade?
Okay.
They got Corey Davis under a one-year expiring deal. They're losing Alan Lazard. They got a bunch of young receivers over there. But right. Jordan Love, you're going to want weapons. There's no receivers in free agency, right?
Right.
Is it any good free agent? Jacoby Myers was the only one there.
Yep.
Corey Davis got paid $15 million a year 2 years ago. And still is the highest paid. He would be the highest paid receiver in this market. So I'm giving
you
him.
Third, you
and
him
we've
Corey
already
Davis.
Paid his money. And Corey Davis. And next year, I'll give you a two. And, you know, depending on how much you pay, it could be a one. It could move up to a one, depending on how far we go.
Conditional
how many games you play.
That the worst it'll be is a second round pick.
And the best it could be is a one.
Be
if we win the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Yeah. If we go to the Super Bowl.
Go to the Super Bowl at one?
Yeah, damn straight. I'm giving you a two.
That's the conditional? Go to a Super Bowl?
Yeah, it's a two, and it's a one if we go to the Super Bowl.
And that's it, huh?
Yes. You're getting the best receiver.
You're taking
receiver.
All the money. You're taking all the money. You're putting out the 58s going
no,
on
no,
you.
No, because they got to pay. Listen, because they got to pay. If it's after the draft, they got to pay the damn the signing. They got to pay it.
They have until
June 2nd.
No.
Okay.
I believe it's week one is when they have to pay it, but it starts.
Nah, I ain't paying all that.
It's, you'll have to pay it.
I'm not. Then take him back.
I believe that's the problem. Then take him back
because I'm giving you a player and a third, which you can take that third and put it with your first and move up.
But you can't, at this point, in a draft, people trade thirds all the time. But you can't at this point walk away from this and say, forget it, we're not doing it. You can't. The only thing that works, they don't know that.
But that's what I'm
saying. Yes, they do.
Okay.
Him coming out and saying what he said and having the Jets doing all the moves they're doing and having quarterbacks go off the table left and right, it's the one thing that has happened. It has put the Jets
I'm bringing Lamar Jackson in for a meeting.
Oh, come on, man.
No, whatever. We've already discussed that.
I'm bringing him in for a meeting. I'm giving you the Packers' perspective. That's all I'm doing here. I'm responding as a Packers. As a Jet, I want this to happen. But if I'm the Packers and you're telling me that, I'm like, go ahead. Because I know the Ravens are going to match. So you're not getting him either.
Okay, and I'm telling
you. You're going to get desperate. Your owner wants this.
No, I'm not getting desperate. I'm telling Aaron Rodgers to show up to OTAs. Hey, just go in there and start taking number one reps. And see how awkward that is for the development of Jordan Love. They got a cold quarterback that they got to develop.
That's right. You
want to keep playing around? Aaron Rodgers, you still on the contract with them?
Mm-hmm.
You still a Green Bay Packer? Take your ass to work.
800-919-3776. That's actually a really good point. Glenn in Smithtown. What's up, Glenn?
Gentlemen, Alan, how are you? Ireland is making the playoffs, right?
I hope so.
Seventh or eighth seed. I hope they get the seven. I don't want Boston in the first round.
Oh, God.
Well, the reason I'm calling, though, is I want to compare the Aaron Rodgers to the Patrick Kane situation. When Patrick Kane basically came out and said, I'm only going to play for the Rangers gave up nothing for him. No prospects, nothing. Because once every other team was eliminated, that was it. Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Jet, or he's going to go back to the Packers. The Packers can't do that. Like Bart was just saying, they can't have him back in training camp taking number one reps. If I'm the Jets, I hold out. And the only way I give up something of value is if they're willing to take the salary. And that will never be a number one pick. Sorry. Second and fourth for Kane.
Yeah.
You see the similarities?
Mm-hmm. I agree with this.
We can talk next year.
If I'm including, and that's the whole thing. And Glenn, I appreciate the call. I know you'll be calling when the Islanders do clinch a playoff spot. But when, like, the whole point of the 13th overall pick is the immense value that it comes with.
Yes.
If you're the Packers.
They got Bakhtiari. He's banged up. They lost their other right tackle that was a good fill-in for left tackle. So they wanted to take that 13th pick to get the offensive tackle.
So how bad do you want that pick?
Hell no, we need an offensive tackle.
But I'm saying, how bad do you want that pick? I don't want to pay all $58 million.
Nah, I'm not giving you that pick, man. I need that pick.
I will give up the pick if I don't have to give him the full $58 million.
No, hell no. It's not about the money. I need that pick. I got a left tackle that's coming off double shoulder surgery. Mm-hmm. The other one hasn't been healthy in 2 years. I need that pick. It's no other one. I'm getting Taylor Lewan.
I need that pick because the whole season is over.
The season is over if they can't keep the offensive line deep. Dan Feeney left, and they went and signed somebody else from Washington.
Yeah.
He's just a backup, a fill-in. My two guys, you don't have Noah Fant. You don't have George Fant.
Right.
He's gone.
You don't have Noah Fant either.
Right. Noah Fant either. You know what I'm saying? I don't have George Fant. It's nothing I can do. I need that pick. I have to have that pick. It's no way in hell I'm giving you that pick. I bring him in here, and he getting beat to hell, then it's all for nothing.
800-919-3776. Paul is in Denver.
Paul, you on a train? You on the LIE?
He's in Denver.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Oh, Denver, what up?
Not too much. I was actually talking the other day. Bart, I totally agree with you. It's the only way this is a first-round pick is if it's next year's conditional if he plays a second season or we make it to the playoffs or whatever the case may be. You can't give up this year's first-round pick for the guy. I think people are forgetting. It would be amazing. Don't get me wrong. I would want Aaron Rodgers more than anything. But this team wasn't Aaron Rodgers from making a good playoff run. They were a Gardner Minshew and Andy Dalton away from making. We had the worst quarterbacks maybe in the history of the league playing for us last year. If we have competent quarterback play,
all on the same team,
already makes the jump.
No, he's right. He's right. And we had that stat, which is an amazing stat. Is that
22
points? If the Jets just averaged the league average scoring, they would have won, 11 or 12 games?
11.
It's just maddening. And that's the reality of this position. But that's that also, though, is the very – it's what makes this so intriguing, is the Packers are trying to create leverage against the Jets because they're realizing that they are about to give up a superstar. Like, you're talking about one of the biggest names in the sport.
You can't worry about
that. And they're about
though.
To give him up. And to what I'm going to say, look what we got for Aaron Rodgers. We got a third-round pick and Corey Davis. Like, that's not – you got to answer to – well, you don't have an owner.
Right.
But you got shareholders. You got fans. And I also think there's a bit of an attitude to this whole thing of we're going to make him squirm. I do think – you think for a minute here. You tell me if you don't think – I don't know if it's Brian Gutekunst as much as it's Murphy. But there's definitely an element of Aaron's going to get what he wants here, and he threw shade at us on McAfee, but we're going to make him squirm. We're not going to make this clean. We're going to make it messy and uncomfortable and awkward as long as we can, so he has to sit there and squirm.
That's
we're not going to let him have a party. I feel like there's an element of that going on in these negotiations as well.
Then Aaron Rodgers show up to work and make them squirm.
Which they know he never does
and make them look him in the face and be in his presence and uncomfortable. You know how you somebody that you don't like to talk to in the office or at work, and you see them coming, you hurry up and turn around and hope they ain't see you seeing them?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Let Aaron Rodgers be walking down the hallway like that because he'll divide that entire building. Right? He'll divide it because
their minds.
Yeah, a lot of people like their own Aaron side. Yep. They understand. Like, they don't pay people. They don't bring people in. So he's a personality that can divide. So bring that type of toxic stuff into your building and see how that works out.
All right. So we'll continue with the calls on this at 800-919-3776. Coming up, though, of course, it's time for audio files. We got some really interesting stuff in here, including you got to hear Dak Prescott, which is this really good stuff, but also Damian Lillard. I want to get into that stuff with Bart because what Lillard had to say about where the NBA is headed, it needs to be heard.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Bart, I think the Giants have made some sneaky good moves. I mean, there's nothing sneaky about getting Darren Waller. But bringing back Darius Slayton, who has really been, I mean, you talk about a revelation, right? Fantastic. And what do you know about Paris Campbell? Because there are people that
from Ohio
the stuff
State.
I was reading that he's got big play ability. And, you know, it's one of those high potential kind of in this system, he might be able to really reach his potential.
High potential. I mean, for me, I believe he's from Ohio State. He just got it. He had his opportunity. He just never panned out.
Right.
He was supposed to be a big vertical threat, big body. I forgot they had Pierre Garçon out there. He was supposed to be their Pierre Garçon. He never panned out. Now,
well, let me ask you a question. Who's throwing to him? Who was throwing to him?
He was there 5 years, so it's not like he had all bums the entire time.
I mean, they have gone through the gamut of quarterbacks there. Let's be honest.
I got you. But he hadn't shown the flashes that you expect him to. The other kid showed more flashes than him. I can't think his father played in the league.
But I understand. I just think he's still very young.
It's potential.
And obviously, you know, he's had a bunch of injuries. And that's what I kept saying. That's why I said potential. I think the excitement that they have upstairs with the Giants is the potential of what he can be and what he has shown. He was a second-round pick. He wasn't a bum out of college.
He was good.
They've gone through a lot of different quarterbacks there. He has gone through injuries, and if they can get him right, look, it's a one-year deal. I just think it's a sneaky good. Like people have – again, I'm reading all the different reactions to them getting him, and it's like this, like, you know, this he could be good. Like, yeah, he's got a chance to be really good. But Slayton, I mean, how about just what he's become? So they bring him back. You know, Sterling Shepard's back as well. You got Waller, and then, of course, you have Saquon Barkley. So the offense has got itself pieces. And for the Giants, I mean, that's certainly something to feel good about. Look, the Jets have dominated the headlines when it comes to the offseason because of Aaron Rodgers. But I just wanted to point out, you know, Okereke is a nice pickup as well. It's just pieces that the Giants have brought in that, as I mentioned, it's been a quietly good offseason for them so far.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Right now, it's time for us, of course, to step aside and let the headline makers do the talking in the segment that we like to call
Audio File.
The Audio File.
All right, Bart, we haven't had a chance to talk a lot of Yankees, of course. But as we are now, it's less than 2 weeks away from opening day. And on the Mets side of things, of course, the Edwin Diaz situation, we discussed that at length yesterday, has been depressing for the Mets. On the Yankee side of things, the starting pitching. And that issue, of course, the injuries there have been, you know, a bigger part of the conversation and concern. But as I've mentioned, I think it was like last week or so, when I was pretty excited about the young players who have really been showing out in spring training so far. And one of them being, of course, Christian Volpe. And look, what happens if he's played so well that he needs to start the season on the roster? And you know that all now has to do with his service time and the clock on his contracts and his negotiations, everything else. And would the Yankees go cheap and say, well, if we push him in the minors, we don't have to pay him earlier? Hal Steinbrenner on the YES Network talked about that.
It's not something that's going to sway me one way or the other. I want the best person there at that position March 30th.
That's the right answer. That's the right answer.
We don't know if that's the truth, though, because the only team that I can remember in recent time when a player was ready before they thought they were ready, they didn't want to play with their service time, was yep. Pete Alonso with the Mets.
But that's
when
the
they
Mets.
Decided, yeah, I don't know if the Yankees play that way because they
remember
think
the
long
Mets
pitching.
Had the Wilpons were running things back in, and everything they did was on a shoestring budget.
No, but
if
no,
you
but
do
no,
it the right way, you play.
No,
your
what
guys.
No, what I'm saying is Wilpons, they played Pete Alonso earlier when they could have sent them down. They did Christian the right. Ron. They did the right thing.
Did I say Christian Volpe?
Close enough.
Man, it's too many damn names in my head right now. This time of year kills me. Anthony Volpe. You know what? I'm around you too much.
Yeah.
You know, you do the whole the Okereke's and all that stuff. Like, you do that, and I fall into it every time.
Just round it up, man. Say it how you see it.
Well, here's a name we know, Dak Prescott. And Dak Prescott, suddenly, you know, like, he looks around him with the Dallas Cowboys. And they have also, you talk about an offseason where the little moves that they're making left and right. But one move that they made that was a noticeable move that you actually have been calling this. You said that this is coming, and that is the departure, the release of Ezekiel Elliott. And Dak Prescott, remember, these two grew up together, had this reaction.
Yeah, it really is. It's tough. A brother, playing the game with a brother, being able to start this NFL career and share so many memories and grow up as men throughout this organization. I really can't imagine taking the field without him. Something I don't know if it's completely hit me yet. Obviously, I've talked to him. I'm hurt. I'm sure he is, but it's more importantly for me just to be able to support him. I know he's got more opportunities coming his way, and love that guy. Proud of him. Number one supporter in here for him, no matter what.
Changes in Dallas, Bart.
Changing it is inevitable when you don't win. And Jerry Jones, 80 years old. Dak Prescott, you know, has a lot to do with the reason why they didn't win. The fact that he turned the football over. And he hasn't been able to take the team to the next level. And they have to go and get him more support because he's shown that he's not a quarterback like Mahomes who can make guys that aren't special players special players. He can't raise them up, force multiply them. He can kind of keep them at where they are. And right now where they are, Gallup not being a good second guy, they need to go get Odell Beckham. Put a star out there, a guy who can ball out with or without Dak Prescott playing at a high level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it sounds like that they are, you know, they're very aggressively pursuing Odell. We'll see what ends up there, because remember, Aaron Rodgers did have him on his wish list, and maybe the Jets will also be part of that. But in Dallas, you know, the changes are obvious. You know, Kellen Moore not there as the OC, where Mike McCarthy now wants to take over and do that. And, you know, they bring Tony Pollard back, even though he's got the injury, but they felt like this. He has been, and it's obvious, he has been the more effective running back. And releasing Zeke, you know, think about it, the two of them came in together in 2016. And Zeke was a superstar when he first came in, but they just have not really, he hasn't been healthy. And then when he was healthy, Dak wasn't healthy. And then Pollard came around and just kind of outplayed him at this point. So they have got to change up that roster, and that's a big, big move. But like I said, you saw that coming. You've been talking about that for a good year, that the end is near for Zeke Elliott in Dallas, and now it is certainly official. All right. Go ahead.
No, the juice wasn't worth the squeeze, right? Yeah. He had a high cap number. We know that, you know, when the contract got there, that it was a natural out to get out with the dead cap money.
Yeah.
And even though Pollard's a good, you know, change of pace back, they still have to get somebody that's going to get the tough yards, you know, like the Ravens used to have Mark Ingram, and that's who Zeke was. You just can't have him at that level. And they didn't want to insult him with what, you know, the market for a guy that's doing what he does is. So they just decided to let him go and let somebody else disrespect him and give him the, you know, $2 million, $3 million deal. You look what Jamal Williams got, the guy who had 17 touchdown rushes last year for the Lions. I think he went to the Saints for like $3 million a year. And when you're making 10, 15 in Zeke and you go to making $3 million a year, that can be a problem, and they didn't want to do that to him. But that's the reality where he is, because Dalvin Cook's available. The Austin Eckler is available.
Yeah.
You know,
well, he wants to be available. Right.
Yeah, they told him to seek to go get one.
Right.
You know, so there's three guys out there that may have more juice left than what Zeke has now, and he has to come to that realization. That's going to be a humbling thing.
Yeah, and again, it's the running back position in this sport. It has become one that is, it's so tenuous. Get your money while you can. All right, last but not least, one of our favorite athletes is Damian Lillard, and we like him because not only is he a phenomenal player, he's at 33 years old, he's averaging almost 33 points a game. Incredible that he's having a career year offensively. The team's not very good, somewhat competitive for a playoff spot, but they're not very good, but he has still been box office. But he was he sat down with J.J. Redick, Old Man in the Three podcast, and he really gave great perspective on the NBA, and I want you to hear. So he talked about the difference in the NBA, how it's not the same anymore. But I want you to listen to something, because you've talked about the importance of this even in your sport. I think it transcends, but we're seeing a difference because of obviously teams wanting to save money where they can. See, here's Damian Lillard talking about an issue with today's NBA is a lack of veteran presence.
The word I was looking for is entitlement. Like, when I came in the league, you had to earn not just what you get from the team or like the respect. You had to earn your space on the team. You know, it was no, oh, you the sixth pick of the draft, it's your team. Like, what is this your team stuff? You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think now the biggest difference is you don't have that veteran presence. So you got players who are more talented than ever coming into the league. They're getting picked, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're making more money than those picks ever made. So not only that, now you're giving them the keys to the franchise. There, you know, there's nobody there to really let them know, like, you're super talented, but like, you got to earn stuff around here. You know what I mean? You got to earn your way. So they come in and everything is just given to them from the beginning. So that affects how they are, the way they play. They play for themselves. They play for stats. They, you know, think that they're LeBron James when they make an all-star game, or, you know what I'm saying, they get a max contract. It's just different. I don't know how to completely put it together, but the NBA I play in now is not the NBA that I came into.
It makes a lot of sense when you think about it, everything that he has pointed out, Bart, and it is something that I think if you're an owner in sports, you need to listen to that message, because you can lose control of a franchise pretty quickly. And while it sounds nice that you have young players and you're trying to like create this excitement about them being your centerpiece and stuff, you need quality vets to control the locker room and lead. And that's why a guy like Udonis Haslem is still in the league. That's why, you know, the Knicks had, you know, Taj Gibson around for a couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, like, you need people like that to set a tone, set an example. And at times where things are going south, because, you know, in a long season it can happen, guys that can talk to young players and get on the, you know, get them on the right path. But if you don't have those guys around, or those guys aren't respected in the room because, you know, they don't have any power or influence, you know, it can be really bad environments. I don't know if you ever saw that. Now, again, you've been out of the league for a long time. But just talk about what Lillard said there about the value of having veteran presence in a locker room that might be a very young team.
Well, it's accountability, professionalism, and a guy that, you know, you saw when Jimmy Buckets was being disrespectful to Spoelstra, who stood up.
Yeah, Haslam.
And, right. You know, you talk
right
about
in his face.
And let him know, like, I will beat your ass is exactly what he said per
right.
quote.
Right.
And Jimmy Butler, who usually doesn't back down from anybody, was like, yeah, you're probably right. So let me calm my ass down. I apologize if we hear anything else about that. But when you have these guys that are entitled, they're not playing for nothing. Like Dame said, they're playing for themselves.
Yeah.
They're playing for stats because nobody's there to teach them and pull them in the steam room like Shark did on any given Sunday.
Oh,
Willie Beeman, to tell them what life's all about. Because these guys think they're invincible. They don't realize that at one point they're going to be veterans and they're not going to be the same players that they was before, and they don't want a bunch of young kids coming in and disrespecting what they've accomplished and done in this league, and they're going to get it even easier. It only continues to get easier coming in, but the great ones are the ones who have a level of respect for the history of the game, how it got here, and paying their dues, not because they have to. It's because they know that they should, and they know that it's going to make them a better leader and a better player, right?
Yeah.
That's why LeBron had to go see D-Wade to learn how to finish and become a champion, right?
Because
you got to see what champions
like Shaq,
do.
Like everybody,
right.
you need your vets. But in these times where fans love, oh, it's a young team. I love these young teams. Young teams don't win.
The blind leading the blind.
And can I point out the Memphis Grizzlies, relatively young group, right? And we love their, you know, how quickly they have become a competitive team. They all play hard. They got attitudes. But those attitudes have gotten out of control. And the one veteran on that team is Steven Adams. Now, they all respect him. And he's a protector. He's a tough guy. But the word came out that he had a meeting with this group a couple of weeks ago and said, we've got to stop this stuff. Because he said, it's off-putting what we've become. And the fact that he had to speak up says something. You need guys like this. But Lillard's saying that the league is different than it was when I came in. And he pointed out, when he came in, Jason Kidd was the point guard of the Knicks. Jason Kidd's now a coach. So I thought that was a really good perspective from Lillard. That's why I wanted to share it.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
You hear yesterday Michael Kay on the Michael Kay Show, which of course comes up after our show.
I did not.
He announced that he has signed to stay on as, it would help. It's called the Michael Kay Show. Can't be called that if he's not hosting it. But yeah, he made it clear that he is going nowhere. He's staying on. And you know what? I mean, it doesn't work if he's not here, because why were we asked to move from our national platform to a local show? Why were we asked to do that?
To lead in.
Yeah, because the people demanded that we lead into his show with New York talk. And so we're like, all right, let's get this done. Let's get this station back where it belongs, at the top, where we were for a short while, but we did it, the favorite station in the city. And people forget, like when Bart and I were, you know, when we first started, you know, we had several books where we were top three. And so that in mind, we knew that it's going to take time for us to kind of get everybody back and realizing that, okay, they're giving us what we want, which is the local flavor. That's what everybody wanted. That's what you're getting.
They just wanted me to stop about talk. They just wanted me to stop talking about Detroit all the time.
Yeah, that's, I did too, to be honest with you. But I still say, like, for me, it's like, this is what it's about. It's the consistency for this station that is so important, because we'll be the first ones to admit it. We've been the ones moved around so much. You all right?
What happened? I'm stretching. Oh, man, okay. I've been doing radio 6 straight hours.
Well, no, you did TV.
Well, it's still like radio.
It's not radio. It's TV. It's a little different. You had to look at a camera and wear a suit.
And I have a tight-ass suit with back butter going down because the lights are hot.
I don't need to hear about back butter.
Okay.
Can I finish my point about this?
Yes,
I was really
trying
to be like, I was trying to give like a
mature, I'm sorry,
a little speech about the importance of our, yeah, I don't know. You kind of ruined it.
I apologize.
You get what I'm saying, though?
I understand what you were saying.
Consistency is critical because our schedule has changed so much on this station. It has bounced around, has moved around. There's been a lot of changes. And if you're a listener, it's probably extremely frustrating. But right now you have what you've been asking for, which is from basically 6 a.m. all the way to midnight. You've got everybody talking New York sports, with the exception of Greeny, who will obviously talk about other things. But in Greeny's slot, you know he's going to skew New York because that's what he's all about, especially with all the Rodgers stuff. He's such a big Jets fan. So this is now set up for success. And the only way it stays that way is if Michael Kay did what he did yesterday, which is saying that he's signing a contract extension and he's staying here as the host of the Michael Kay Show, as the franchise, the signal, as we call him. And I wouldn't want it any other way. This is how we're supposed to do it. It's a great time in New York sports. We've got a bit of a renaissance going on here. So, Bart, now that we can dig in and say this is nothing's changing, we can be consistent now. Everybody can settle in with us. Don't change the dial and stick with us. And we will do our part in making sure that we are leading the big audience right into his show in drive time. And hopefully in the near distant future, that we will once again be at the top. That's what it's about. So let's get her done.
Let's get her done.
You're so fired up right now.
I'm trying to stretch. Try not to cramp.
Are you legit stretching right now?
Yeah, my legs.
They got you in this.
You only can see my head, right? Yeah, they got me in a closet.
Yeah, they got you in that little room over there at Seaport.
All I need is Kales coming out the closet. The whole series you did. I'm in the closet.
It could be Eminem just do cleaning out your closet. Although what he said on that, in that verse, I don't think we'd want to hear you go that deep.
Yeah, I'm coming out the closet. Hold up, pause. Take that back.
800-919-3776 is the number. Just to check at the March Madness scores today, and I believe we were in the midst of an upset alert in the second half, just underway in the second half. Kennesaw State is beating Xavier. Now K-State, they are 14th.
Where the hell is that at?
It's a Kennesaw? Where would that be?
Kennesaw.
That's Georgia? They're the 14th ranked team. They're playing Xavier, which is third ranked, and they're up 47-38.
Mm.
So we got another one brewing.
Can they finish?
Yeah, we got another one brewing, so we'll keep an eye on that score for
you. Well, the big upset was, you know, and I was laughing because Tiki was like, oh, I got Virginia in the Final Four. Jeez. Anybody got worse luck than that team in the last couple of years?
Yeah, well, it's funny. They either win a national championship or they lose in the first round, right?
Right.
That just seems to be the
MO. They Sammy Salsa. Either home run or strikeout. Damn. Yeah. Can't he get on base?
800-919-3776. All right, so we got calls. We're going to go full buffet, right? You want to do full buffet? It's a Friday.
Yeah,
it's
a Friday.
There's a lot going on. It's St. Patrick's Day, trying to have some fun. We'll get into the Giants, though. I want you to give me a little bit more on the Giants and the moves that they have made. What the Jets are getting in Alan Lazard and what obviously the compensation for Aaron Rodgers. We have that. Mitchell Robinson, in his responds to what he said after the win in Portland, which got everybody upset because it was a good win and you felt good coming home. And then he's putting out some stuff on social media that made you feel like, man, this is not the time for you to be complaining. But he explained himself, and I'll tell you what he said, and we'll go deeper into that. Rick Pitino and Iona, they play today against UConn, and if they lose, the Rick Pitino to St. John stuff is going to get louder and louder and louder. And are you somebody that is like, you know what? It's about time. St. John's needs to get back on the map.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.